There have been some interesting developments this week, and this morning I read that President Obama is asking Congress to, through his budget process, to delay the cuts, the DSH payment cuts to hospitals. And Senator, I know that's something that you have been out front on and calling for the federal government to do that, and wanted to know if you were aware of that information.
Well, no, actually, that made my morning. I'm not here to say that, you know, our concurrent resolution had anything to do with the president changing his opinion, but it was clear to me and all of us, actually, because I know that most of us voted for this resolution, that that would be a good use of everyone's time and energy this year would be to delay the phase out of the DSH payment. So is it a delay by a year, or do you know? Is it?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Well,
and,
I think
and
that
so the rhetoric that we've been hearing where hospitals will be closing, I guess that won't be happening.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And you know, the governor spent some time with us earlier this week. And interesting, because he thought that morning that that was an impossibility, that he didn't think it was even a good use of any of his time that he tried to convince the administration to pursue that path. I know he mentioned he had a conference call later that day with Director of HHS Sebelius. So maybe he decided to change his mind and lobby for that that push out of that phase down, and maybe he was successful. So, well, that's great news, Senator. I think that's a good way as we come through the end of the session. It's good to know that our rural hospitals won't be faced with the loss of those DSH dollars, it sounds like, until maybe 2015.
Yeah, and I think our message has been that we not move too quickly on this. That
there's so much more to learn. There's so much to be gained by watching to see how this goes forward or doesn't go forward. And I think there's no better example than this one this morning. The concern that all the Missourians had about our rural hospitals, well, it's a nice morning. Hopefully the president's successful in convincing his majorities in the Senate that, in fact, that phase down should be pushed back, and that's good news for our hospitals,
yeah,
for sure.
You know, we don't think that these non-binding resolutions that we offer ever really, that they fall on deaf ears. Apparently, that's not always the case, Senator, and you apparently have a pipeline to the White House. And,
very good, Senator.
So thank you.
For what purpose is Senator from Andrew rise?
President, I'd like to inquire the Senator of the 24th.
Does the Senator yield? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. To follow up on the conversation of the Senator from the 23rd, I also saw a news clip this morning where they've also now requested almost $4.5 billion to fund the setup of the insurance exchanges,
right.
And the original estimate was $1.5 billion.
Yeah,
so it's three times what they thought it would cost.
And actually, that's not even to build all the exchanges.
That's only to do 26, if I remember
that's
the article
right.
that I read.
That's right. I mean, look, this is there was interesting testimony, I think it's in a Senate committee hearing in D.C. this week, where Senator Rockefeller, who was one of the architects of Obamacare, suggested that never before has the federal government ever entered into anything so complex as this, and that includes introducing the federal tax code. That this is the most extraordinary undertaking that the government's ever, you know, taken on. And, you know, his concern is if it's not right from the very beginning, that it'll only get worse. You know, and a deadline, I'm really interested to see what's going to happen on October 1st. That's when the exchanges are supposed to go live. You know, they haven't even set up the call centers yet to answer all the calls they're going to get on that first day when people go to the website to actually pick out their health care insurance. I don't know if you saw this, Senator. Did you see how many people have to be hired just to facilitate call centers in California? Have you seen that number yet?
I have not.
21,000 people will have to be hired. That's the first estimate, and those estimates are always low. So think about it. It's whatever, April 11th. The call centers are supposed to be up and running October 1st. They have not hired 21,000 people yet. That's the estimate of people they think they need to hire. And that's just for California's exchanges, which, by the way, they're building their own exchange. And so, Senator, I think it's going to be a really interesting thing to watch. I think Missouri's best course of action is to patiently watch and understand and see how this unfolds, and we'll come back next year with a lot more information than we have today.
No, I think you're right, Senator. I think that we've now seen even the federal government acknowledge that the course they're on, they can't meet those marks. We understand from a financial perspective that what they thought was the insurance piece was going to cost was going to be substantially more just to do 26 states, let alone all the states. And I think that the final piece of this that we need to make sure that we as a body continue to work through is, as we are watching this unfold at the federal level, I think we need to start some discussion at the state level about real reform and what structure do we believe a Medicaid system going forward needs to look like. Whether we do anything based out of what's coming out of Washington, the simple fact still remains, the Medicaid system we have today is broken. We are not delivering care in the most efficient or effective way possible, and we can't even sustain the long-term growth of our current model. And so no matter what, we are going to have to restructure even what we do today.
Well, I agree, Senator. I think the best use of our time when we finish up here in the middle of May is to focus our energies and attention on that and come back here next year with a lot more information about what's going on at the federal level and also a plan to help sustain and improve our system that we have today.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from Buchanan? You wish to be heard?
I wish to inquire of the senator from the 24th.
I do yield.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And I have just a little different slant on the federal government agreeing to withhold the DISH payments for a year. I really applaud the work that you did with that resolution. But I've been trying to get an understanding out there of the fact that hospitals are getting paid now for caring for the uninsured, and it's buried in the insurance premiums we all pay, and we call that the cost shift. And that under the federal exchange, they are going to get paid for the care that they provide under the exchange, and in essence, it will mean that they will get double paid in spite of the DISH reduction. I mean, you agree with that?
Senator, I understand where you're going, but I would just suggest that we just kind of wait and see what happens. Okay, so what you're referring to is that what you're suggesting is that, in fact, we will go forward in October. We will go forward in 2014 with the implementation of federal exchanges and, quite frankly, the illegal flow of subsidies to people who buy health care in the federal exchanges. It's clear in the Affordable Care Act that those subsidies are only supposed to go.
Right. Now you're seeing what I'm pointing out. You're seeing what I'm seeing.
Yep.
And the thing about it is that the administration here has been saying, this is for sure going to happen, these federal exchanges, the money will flow through, the tax credits. And I think that the hospitals, know that maybe it isn't such a sure thing. Because the deal is that if the money flows through, then putting off the DISH payments is even more double profit for the hospitals. I mean, putting off the reduction, because now they'll get paid under the exchange and the DISH too. So I think this may be a tacit admission by the federal government that maybe they might not be in such firm footing with regard to the money flowing through the federal exchanges. What do you think?
Senator, I think not a day goes by when, if you pay close enough attention to what's coming out of both the administration itself and from Congress, they recognize. There's no one that thinks this is going to work other than the Department of Health and Human Services itself. These are extraordinary contracts that have been awarded to private companies to build these exchanges. The cost of these contracts are extraordinary. I mean, the cost of these exchanges are extraordinary. But even those that are trying to meet that deadline are suggesting that it's going to be an impossibility. If you've had a chance, I'm sure you have, Senator, because you're so in depth on this issue. If you've ever seen the flow chart with all the Venn diagrams on them to suggest where all the data has to flow for this exchange to work, you're asking the exchange to interface with state databases, federal databases, databases that are on different platforms, different operating systems, And there has not even been a beta test yet. So anyone that has gone through things like, you know, changing technology or merger, they know that you beta test a new platform months and months in advance before you actually press the button and go live. And Senator, I'm of the opinion that we are going to continue to see a series of deadlines pushed back. I would not be shocked in the least if the entire rollout of the exchanges is pushed back an entire year. Look, what's supposed to be happening right now is this law supposed to be, it should be relitigated, it should be fixed. The proponents of ACA never proposed it the way the Robert Supreme Court ruled. That's the law of the land, not what was proposed and passed in 2010. But the law of the land is the law as interpreted by the Robert Supreme Court. This Congress, this president should be relitigating that legislation. They're politicizing it. My guess is that they're probably going to push implementation completely out to 2014, and they're going to run on the dream that is universal health care, not the nightmare that is Obamacare. The sooner it starts to work, the sooner they try to make it work, the sooner the public will understand it's a disaster. This administration doesn't want that to be something that's in fresh in people's minds before the midterm elections. So, Senator, I think what we learned this morning was just another deadline got pushed back, and you watch over the summer, all the other deadlines are going to get pushed back. The small business exchange, they've been told, small businesses have been told, instead of a choice, they're going to have but one plan to choose from next year. So some of the biggest cost savings are from that aspect of it. You've got Democrats in the Senate that are voting against the medical device tax. Every single day that goes by, the cost estimates of this increase, and the more and more the public realizes this is a train wreck, it's a disaster. So, Senator, the best course of action for this state is to watch this unfold, to push where we can push, like we did for dish payments, and to make the best, not short-term decision, but the best long-term decision for this state, for both those most in need of care, and then the best long-term fiscal decision, financial decision we can make for the state of Missouri.
Well, I agree with you completely, and I thank you for your words of wisdom. Thank you, Mr. President.